All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Happy Friday to everybody. We have the legend himself, Michael Stone, debuting here. Right on the Valeni Show with Rico. Stoney.
What's up, Rico?
What's going on, man?
What's up? What's up?
Wow, I get to, it's my second show ever with you.
That's right.
We're going to have some fun. We did a pregame show.
Yes, we did. Lions
pregame show, but all the decades of listening to you on the air, I finally get the opportunity to actually do a real show with you. Not that Lions pregame show isn't a real show.
But yes, Monday but through Friday.
You know what I mean.
Four hours of putting up with this guy.
So, hey, Stoney, he's here. We got some Lions that we're going to talk about. We got some college football stuff we want to talk about. But first,
yeah,
we want to talk about what happened last night. Detroit Red Wings lose 5-3. I'm going to keep this simple for the people. I'm going to keep it simple for everybody. And Kenny decided to grace us today. Unless he went to the game, I don't know. He may have been the guy that threw the octopus on the
ice. He wasn't here yesterday?
Well, he wasn't here a couple days ago.
Oh,
he was down at the Wings game. But okay. He didn't know that we knew that.
Was not down at the Wings game.
Playing hooky for hockey.
Was this simply, look, the Wings were on a 6-game winning streak.
Yeah.
That they were bound to lose a game. They were playing the Islanders who, they, as Kenny told me, they're kind of what the Wings were last year. They're trying to get into the playoffs, but they're on the other side. And they
made a coaching change.
Right, they're really trying hard.
They're desperate.
Right.
It was a desperate game for them.
The Wings were eventually, they weren't going to win every game.
No.
Was it simply just, and now they have what, Florida coming up?
Yeah. The Panthers are now have the most points in the league.
So, yeah.
But Saturday weekend afternoon games, if I'm not mistaken, I think the last time the Wings had to deal with that, Vancouver had the most points in the league, and the Wings dispatched of them, if my memory's correct. I don't know.
So is it just the Wings lost a game, or?
Yeah.
Or, and I'm going to leave it to the people, and I'm going to leave it to probably the most superstitious fan base in sports. 248-539-9797. Did it have anything to do the new logo on the jersey?
I thought you were going, the Wings are winless on leap day. I have no idea.
Oh, no. The waste management logo on their jersey.
The priority waste
priority.
Management, whatever
yeah.
it was.
Yes.
Yes, it had everything to do with that. And I, first of all, would like to say, I told you all this would happen. Yesterday, the second they put that logo on the jersey, I said, you put garbage on an iconic jersey, you will get garbage output. And that is exactly what happened. I told you, and I told David, who I think is coming around to my side of thinking.
For the hockey elite out there, 248-539-9797, do you really believe because of the priority waste company that this is a bad omen for the Wings? And now all of a sudden things are going to change? Or is it simply just hockey and sports and you're not going to win every game? And you may lose their game coming up this weekend. It has nothing to do with the patch. But Kenny was sold on it yesterday. He took the Islanders on the money line. He's already, I mean, the messages he sent us in the group text were just like, see, I told you. I told you. He was Mr. I told you so last night.
Well, you're right about the Wings fan base being very doom and gloom. I've been part of that for a long time when you used to go to, there was this thing in this town called playoff hockey where you'd go into Joe Louis and they'd be playing even during the glory days where they'd be the favorite.
Whoa, what's that? Yeah, playoff hockey?
Yeah, yeah. And it'd be 1-0, the other team would score a goal, and you could feel the sphincters tightening at Joe Louis Arena. The Wings fans are doom and gloom. Superstitious hockey or hockey fans and players are superstitious to begin with. But if anybody, and look, I believed in the frozen envelope gave Patrick Ewing to New York. I believe in some conspiracies, not most of them. But if anybody thinks that because they put a patch on their jersey had
right
anything to do
right there
with last night's game,
right there.
Kenny, I think needs a lobotomy.
100%.
I think it doesn't help. It does. It might not hurt, but it certainly does not help.
Well, it's not going to help. It's not going to do anything.
By the way,
it's a freaking patch. It's a patch.
I don't really care about the patch itself because I actually think the design of it, if you had to put a patch on the jersey, it's not the worst thing in the world.
No, because it's small.
I wish they would have put it on the other side to keep the C and the A on that side.
That's a good point.
That's my only gripe with it, other than the fact that it may have cost us a hockey game. And Florida's coming into town. There are very, as you said, Stoney, tons of points this year.
Yes. So now does the fortune change because of this patch, Kenny?
No, it doesn't change.
Okay.
I really hope I'm wrong that last night things like that don't happen anymore. Because
now there are times when things do happen in sports, and Detroit sports in particular. I forget what year it was. I think it was, I don't know, one of the years Osmus was managing the Tigers, where they went on, they were had this great record, and then they put on like pajamas, or they put on some outfit as a team, flew out.
Yeah, the Zubaz.
The Zubaz. I knew it was something. And boom, they went down the old crapper.
Oh, I remember vividly when they made the World Series, and they had so much time off, and they went to Ford Field and held the practice with the media. It was like, I think right after the 0-16 team, or the Lions were bad that year. Yeah. And it was like, why would you want this team anywhere near the fortune of what's going on with the Lions? Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, that team just couldn't feel
it. It was either 06 or 12 because they looked, two World Series.
It was a year that they looked like a little league team. Yeah. They couldn't throw the ball to the pitcher.
That was 06 the first time, and then they tried to do something different with the delay the second time, and that didn't work.
Yeah, it was just really bad. So was it just simply the fact that it was the Wings' turn to lose and they have a tough game against Florida? Or do you believe it was, like Kenny, the patch had how did you put it, Kenny? You and Costa talked about it. It upset the hockey gods. Or what did you say?
I said it upset the hockey gods, and that you can't put on an iconic jersey like that, you cannot put a garbage logo on it. I think that's absurd. And that's exactly what happened. The hockey gods got upset. Now they're going to start sliding. You watch.
Well, hockey gods do skate in mysterious ways. I will agree with Kenny on that. But I don't think it has to do with this thing.
Yes, it does.
It would be, if they would have lost to, I don't know, the Sharks or the Ducks or a crappy team, yeah, then I'd say, well, maybe it's a coincidence, whatever. The Islanders are a pretty good team who were trying to keep their playoff hopes alive. It was a desperate situation for them. Patrick Waugh being their coach, you know.
No, the Islanders are not on the Wings level, and the Wings lost last night because of the patch. Oh. I did not believe this when what Kenny was saying yesterday. I dismissed it. I said, ha-ha, that's laughable. But immediately we go down 2-0, and I text him 2 trash cans because that's why we were losing. Because the patch on the jersey is causing us to lose. We're going to lose tomorrow. Who knows how many we're going to lose? Take the patch off now.
All right. You know what? Sell the deadline. A week from tonight, today is the deadline. Sell. Kane, don't re-sign him because Kenny and David think that it's over. So at least get some draft picks now. Just sell the farm. Come on.
248-539-9797. I laughed. I saw Kenny, but Kenny wasn't the only one. Following social media, there was a lot of people angry. A lot of people upset. A lot of people said, why are you tampering with the jersey? It was fine the way it
was.
Well,
that's a different issue.
You don't do anything in the middle of a winning streak, and the second you put it on, they go out and they lose at home.
Is the patch during a winning streak akin to, like, if you're betting, like you bet the Islanders, the coaching change in hockey where you bet on that team who changes coaches the next day? Maybe it was just it.
That's a real thing, too, by the way.
I know.
I feel like, how many coaching changes have we seen this year in the NHL?
In the first game,
at least a half dozen.
The team usually wins.
Always on the upswing again.
Absolutely. And it's been that way for years. I don't know why.
Then fire Lalonde. Is that what you're saying? Let's get the win streak going again.
Yeah,
I'm just playing,
sure.
People. I'm
I
just
know.
Playing.
I know.
No, I mean, the fact that they may hit a 2-game losing streak, I think the panic is really going to kick in. Rather than just, you are hot, you went out, you know, beating Colorado, you're going to be playing some games where I think you got Florida and then you got at Colorado afterwards.
Yeah, so they're playing two really good teams.
Right.
They could lose three in a row.
So. 248-539-9797.
And then I think after Colorado, they're at Arizona, and then
yes,
at Vegas.
At Arizona. So,
now, if they lose to the Coyotes.
Yeah. Right, in that high school gym.
Maybe.
What's it going to take for you to believe, Stoney, that this is a real curse? Would it be losing to Arizona going on that little losing streak?
Yeah, if they go on like a 5 or 6 game losing streak, including losing at Arizona, so where the place will be 90% Wing fans, then I might say, can he maybe have something there?
So then at that point, do you have to take it off? Do you have to take the patch off?
Stuck. I don't think they can.
Do you just give them back the check?
I don't think Chris Ellis is going to do a ceremony in the District of Detroit and start ripping up checks.
Or maybe you just start passing them out in District of Detroit. You just show up in free jerseys. 248-539-9797.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Are you a big fan of the patch on this logo? On the jersey? The sweater, as they say, Kenny.
I don't think anybody is a fan of any advertisement on any jersey, because even people younger than me, we didn't grow up with it. So it looks like it completely, ruins stuff. But when the Tigers put the Meyer thing on the sleeve, people, it's the old English thing. You know what? As long as it's not gross looking to me and really obscure, I understand the world we live in. I mean, look at it. NASCAR used to be like that. How about European hockey for years? They used to have, you couldn't even see the number because there were so many patches. Soccer abroad, they're all sponsored in some way. And does it really make that much of a difference whether you have priority? You know, there's no trash can there. Or if you have a big swoosh. Is there really that much of a difference?
I was about to say, the Nike swoosh has been advertising, or Adidas or whatever. That's advertising.
Yes.
On a jersey. You just never realize. The only patch I've ever had a problem with, and maybe it's just me, was the WCF patch.
Oh, I agree.
Okay. When he first died, I understand. You know what? Tribute to the man. He was the owner of the team. And then take the patch off. and let's go. Well, it ain't like they won tons of Super Bowls under this man.
No, and their excuse has always been, well, look at the Bears. They still have GSH on theirs, right? For Hallis?
Yeah.
Okay? They have Hallis Hall. That mm-hmm. should be enough.
Yeah.
And how many Super Bowls have the Bears won? One.
Yeah.
How many championships have the Bears won since I've been alive? Two. So they don't have a great history. Maybe there's the secret. Get rid of the initials of the dead owners, and maybe you'll win Super Bowls.
That's the one for me. 248-539-9797. David, a couple ticket texts, then we get to the phone lines.
Someone's telling Kenny to be an adult. It's just okay. It's just a patch. Someone says, I totally didn't even recognize the patch yesterday. Didn't even notice it. It was okay with me. Okay. Natalie at home says, do they seriously need a patch on the jersey? Every board has an advertisement. There's rotating advertisements in the ice. And that's enough. I don't need a patch on the jersey. Needed this feedback from Kenny, and his Islanders pick yesterday would have saved me $1,000. LOL.
Well, Kenny came out. He was adamant. Take the Islanders on the money line.
The texter didn't listen to the show, obviously.
Oh, he didn't.
The warning was there. So someone says, Crash Davis said it best. You never mess with a streak. That is from Bull Durham.
Well, if you're going to believe in superstitions, okay, then you don't do it when they did it.
Correct. Already in the middle of a winning streak, you wait. Someone says, so Kenny is acting like Brad Holmes, keeping receipts. LOL. The jersey patch had nothing to do with last night. It was 100% terrible officiating. That's why we lost.
There's game. Red Wing fans.
Here we go. Here we go.
It's all about the officiating. Koharski hates us.
Or do you just not ruin the jersey? Leave it as is.
And then one more here says, it was definitely the patch. You don't put a bumper sticker on a Bentley.
You know what? I can't argue about that. What's it like?
It's a
good. Do you put a bumper sticker on your Bentley?
I don't have a. Well, okay. We'll play the game. Winthorpe has to put it on, but I don't have a Bentley. I have a Rolls. It's Winthorpe's job, not mine.
248-539-9797. Going to lead off. Eric, you're batting lead off. Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys, as ugly as that patch is, it had nothing to do with the loss last night. We versed a good Islanders roster with mm-hmm. Horvat, Barzal, and one of the best goalies in the league. And the reality is, in this league, it's hard to win seven straight. It was bound to happen. Let's see what Florida brings us. And I'm not ready to call it a superstition yet, but we could have played a little more organized yesterday. Wouldn't blame the officiating necessarily, but just didn't play up to par like we've been playing these past few games.
Real quick. So if they reach the point where, let's say they lose to Florida and they lose to Colorado, which you don't want to see it, but they're acceptable losses.
Correct.
If they lose to Arizona, are you starting now to feel like maybe you shouldn't have put that patch on?
You know, the Colorado and Florida, those losses, I mean, they're going to be a tough win either way against those teams, but Arizona, I'm not going to worry about the superstition. I'm going to look at what else is going wrong around there. That would definitely hurt. But even if we win half these games going forward, we still got a good shot to get in. So I'm still confident. And, yeah, I'm not riding the superstition wave. I don't think that's it.
Yeah, I appreciate the phone call.
I mean, you look at the stat. I mean, look, Tampa lost again. Pittsburgh, finally, they lost to Seattle last night. Everything still looks really good for the Red Wings. They do have to play better. They can't take stupid penalties. The Fisher penalty really cost them last night. You just can't do that. When they don't play smart, they don't win.
I mean, they came close to tying it back up again. Mm-hmm. They tied up at 2-2, 3-3, hit the post. It would have been 4-4. Yeah, but, yeah.
When Kane scores 10 seconds into the third period, you're thinking, all right, this is freaking magic. And then they gave up the power play goal and a bad penalty.
Eventually, they were going to lose the game. Yeah. They weren't going to win them all. It was a coincidence. I think it was a coincidence. It just happened to be the game they debuted the priority patch on there, which is a garbage company. So, as Kenny was like, you don't put garbage on the jersey.
Yes.
And it happened.
They might be a fine company, but they do. It is garbage is their business.
Right.
Rico's not talking about the quality of their work.
Right. this is you're right. You're in the garbage. That's what you do. Richard, you're on 97.1.
Hi there.
Hey.
I didn't care. I think the patch is stupid, but what I'm really upset about it is it should have been on the left side of the jersey. I'm sorry, on the right side. Because they put it on the left, I'm reversing myself. They put it on the wrong side of the jersey. Because they put it on the right side, the cap is C and the other, the cap is A, had to be switched to the other side of their jerseys. All they had to do was put that stupid little patch where they had room for it, and nothing would have changed for the uniform. The fact they lost the game is a whole different matter.
No, I understand the fashion critique of it. I get it. To me, we are in an age where this is regular. This is not abnormal, and it's not. Like I said, it's not obtrusive. It's not tough to look at.
No, it's not. Everybody has some type of a logo on there.
Do you remember when, like, the Wings were, like, in the Stanley Cup Finals, and they had those NHL Finals patches? Those things basically take up a whole shoulder. They're so big and ugly.
Yeah, but those are classic jerseys because that meant you made the Cup Final. I simply say this. It's not the patch. It's a coincidence. They were bound to lose. But I just saw that I knew Kenny was upset. Some people were like, why are you messing with a good thing? You don't tamper with a team during a winning streak. I just want to know, Detroit, if you felt the same way, because I just thought you lost a game.
Let me ask you a question. What if they had a patch? What if they paid, or we paid, a huge amount of money and the Wings came out with Admiral Nelson on their pad, on their uniform?
Now you're starting to make some sense, Tony. More ideas like that, I think it's going to work.
Okay.
Right. Oh my goodness. And real quick, we're going to get to some football later on in the hour, but when somebody threw the octopus on the ice and the guy got it and he started twirling it around and you just saw like the octopus juices all slinging and it hit the man behind, I'm like, that's disgusting. That is just disgusting. I mean, the one guy is posing for the camera going like, yeah, and the guy behind him is just getting pelted like, come on.
See, when I saw that yesterday, I just thought, man, Al Sabaka should still be doing that with the octopus.
That bummed me out, especially the haphazard, lackluster way he was swinging it around. Yep. I was like, I miss Al.
Yeah.
And that's why the guy behind him gets all the juice. Al Sabaka would have known what to do.
That's right.
Right, it's like, I just don't even know what to do. It almost goes back to that story we talked about yesterday on Deal Breakers. Like, I got to go change. I'm not going home smelling like fish, so I'm good here. Don't let Roberto near the mic.
I'm editing myself right now.
Right, don't let Roberto near the mic. We good. We good on that. All right. Let's get to some football. We got the combine going on. What is today? The DBs?
Defensive backs and tight ends.
Yes. Oh, I just saw a tweet. Mike Sanders drill 40-inch vertical jump.
And I
first round pick.
I saw Kool-Aid McKinstry's not running, hurt his foot. So yeah. we got football news next. 97.1.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It's the Stony inaugural issue football today.
Enrico, you sort of mentioned this already. Let's get to it here because I think his stock may be dropping. NFL Network's Ian Rappaport reports that Kool-Aid McKinstry will not be working out in Indianapolis due to a Jones fracture in his right foot. So the report is unclear on when he injured it, but quote, increased training or running on uneven surfaces could have caused this. He's not a first-round pick anymore. Is he still a second-round pick?
It depends. I'm not sure what a Jones fracture is. Remember the Liz Frank thing that people got? And I will say this. I'm glad you said foot because I'd rather have a fractured Jones than a fractured Johnson.
Jones fracture is a break in the bone on the pinky toe side of the foot. I'm ignoring that. It's like I'm working with Roberto today.
It is. But what does this do for his stock?
You know
stock,
what this
though?
Does? This means that his stock will probably drop.
Yes.
Because when it comes to the combine, I think we put way too much emphasis on a lot of things that you see. Now, he needed a good combine because his year was meh. Wasn't great, wasn't bad, but he has so much hype from his very first day. His name is Kool-Aid, and he had the built-in NIL name and the marketing campaign.
And the Lions Kool-Aid, I mean, come on.
It never manifested itself, and he just became an okay college player with a cool nickname, kind of like reminded me of, remember, the coldest?
Yes.
And he did nothing, but he was cool to talk about, no pun intended. I think with Kool-Aid, this means that he won't be in the first round unless – I don't know how long it takes for this to heal.
He was borderline first round anyway.
He would have to have an outstanding pro day just to get back into the bottom of the first round. But now I think you're going to look at it. To me, he could be that surprise like Brian Branch. Remember, Branch didn't go in the first round.
Right.
He just kept sliding and sliding, and the Lions were like, you know what, we'll take a chance on him. It worked out for Detroit.
Yeah, for those of you who don't know, the Jones fracture is a break in the bone that connects your smallest toe to your foot, the fifth metatarsal. So,
for those who didn't hear me say that 3 minutes ago.
Yes, like me.
Let me let you know the timeline, because other reports say he won't be ready until training camp. So he will be not in rookie OTAs.
Yeah,
nothing.
At this point, this is where you have a team with multiple, Stoney, yes. I think if you got multiple second or third round picks, then you'll take a chance on him.
The Lions have multiple thirds.
Because now, even if he fails, okay, it was the throwaway. You know, kind of like drafting a quarterback that you never play.
Well, I was going to say, if they drafted an injured quarterback in the third round last year when they had multiple thirds.
Yeah, you can do
this. Why not Kool-Aid McKinstry?
Right.
You're right. So let's get talking about one injury to a player who's deciding not to do medical exams at the combine, and that is Caleb Williams. He told reporters that he does not plan to do the regular combine medical exams, but he will give medical exams to the teams he meets with and visits with. Is that a smart thing for him to do, or is he just being a little bit too particular here in the draft process?
I think he's being smart, but if it's just a medical, if he has nothing to hide, who cares? Really, I mean, it takes more of his time, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah,
it's only going to be Chicago or Washington anyway, probably.
No, well,
unless they trade it.
See, I think somebody's going to really trade up and go after him and offer Chicago the deal of the lifetime. I don't think he's going to end up as a Bear. I think Chicago's going because that pick's worth 3 first-round picks. It's going to be hard to say no, especially if you just, you know what, call up Justin. We're sorry. You know, well, let's pass this up over a beer. We're sorry. Yeah. You're our guy. Now we're going to get you some help. He was saying he didn't want to have to do 32 different medical exams with people. You do one, and the word spreads.
Right.
Like, you know, if something's wrong with you, they'll all know. I think he's being a little bit of a diva. I think he knows that he's the number one pick. And I'm just, you know, I'm at the combine because I'm just here to grace you all with my presence. I'm really getting that feel. I've never been a big Caleb Williams fan, so I'm going to back it away because I don't want to make it seem like it's personal. But, yeah, he's being a little bit of a diva right now. Either you want to be there or you don't. So if you don't want to be there, you're still going to be the number one pick. Just simply opt out and say, no, this is all a waste of my time.
Yes, let's talk about a team that may be in the QB market or maybe not, the Seattle Seahawks, because today they informed Geno Smith that they will honor his contract in second year, will not restructure, and that he is QB1, given a full commitment to Smith. But does that mean they won't still take a QB in the first round?
I don't think it means that at all. I think it's a perfect situation for a quarterback. Now, look, Geno Smith, it's not like he's the greatest quarterback in the world. It's not like you're sitting behind, you know, a Hall of Famer. But if you're looking down the road, you're Seattle, you say, you know what? We like, let's say, hypothetically, JJ, okay? We'll draft him, and he's going to sit for a year and learn. That's a good thing for a quarterback like a JJ. Not necessarily him, but I don't think it means that they're not going to go get a quarterback at all.
Seattle sitting there right now, currently at pick 16. This does scream, okay, we can draft Bo Nix.
Penix.
Hometown here. I mean, you want to talk about perfect for him. Now, if you're Penix, you may want to get away from the Seattle area, but you draft Penix and you sit in for a year, you know you're going to have fan interest. And, yeah, he gets a year to learn the system. And I know we like to throw people out there right away, like the Bryce Young and C.J. Stroud, but, you know, maybe the Packers have it right. We're going to let you sit for a little bit, and then we'll break you out like they did with Aaron Rodgers and then they did with Jordan Love.
Don't forget, there is a quarterback who's won a couple Super Bowls who sat for a year. Out of Texas Tech, his name's Mahomes, I believe.
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. So I could easily say, you know what, we're going to honor the contract. You're going to be our QB this year. And after that, there's no guarantees.
So, Rico, I'm curious what you say about this one here. Doug Kayed of the, I think that's how you pronounce it, the Boston Herald, says Baker Mayfield, that is, has supporters within the Patriots organization. I know we've talked about before that maybe he should stay in Tampa Bay. Is there a chance that a team sneaks in, though, and takes Baker away from Tampa Bay this offseason?
I can't see that. I don't see Baker in high demand. Like, his stock is only high in Tampa right now. They believe in him. It's like, I think fan bases would be really hurt if you saw what your quarterback was worth elsewhere. Like, here we, you know, we chant Jared Goff's name, but if Jared Goff was made put out on the open market, I don't think he's going to get the return that Lions fans would think. And I think the same with Baker. Baker, if Tampa wants you, lock that deal up, because I'm not starting a franchise with, I got the number three pick if I'm the Patriots. Baker Mayfield is, nah, I'll take my chances on Drake May or the LSU QB. I'm not going to go with Baker Mayfield. You had your chance.
Guys, and we're going to close it out with this one because it's just some crazy questions coming out of the combine. Today, Illinois tight end Tip Riman told reporters on Thursday that birds aren't real. Since birds are not simply creatures found in nature, but perhaps devices that serve a darker purpose. Quote, have you ever seen a baby pigeon? How do we know that the power lines aren't pigeon recharging stations? And then you also had Roma Dunze, who was asked during a media availability about if a plane was going to crash, could you land the plane? He didn't hesitate. He said, absolutely not. We're going down. All souls have perished. Why are we getting these type of questions?
And
at the
it makes no sense. But I do want to address the first one. I mean, okay, you don't look around and you see pregnant birds. I get it. There's this thing called eggs. They kind of hatch. And birds.
I don't even have the bell over here, but yeah.
Here it is.
Hey, thank you.
This person matriculated at a major college or university, correct?
Illinois.
Wait, what are we doing? What are we doing?
Sorry, John Jansen's wife, Lisa, but you're right.
They're not sorry. This is bad. You've never seen a pregnant pigeon. Have you never seen a nest with eggs in it? And then the eggs hatch, and all the little birds are sitting there chirping. Yes. And trust me, if you ever have a nest anywhere near your house, they chirp like little children where you hear them, but you can't get rid of them because you feel bad because like something bad karma would happen to you. Yes, there are baby birds. Birds are real.
Birds mate.
I could not draft this person. This goes back to the other question with the dude who said the Texas Tech guy with the flat earth
thing. Yeah.
I can't draft you because you're stupid. You are. You're just stupid, and I don't respect you enough that if you got angry and I'm a GM and you come into my office and you start complaining, the whole time you're complaining about the coach ain't playing me, and I'm sitting here thinking, aren't you the same guy that don't think the birds are real?
Yeah.
Really?
I tend to agree with you. It's like, but if you knew all that stuff about Kyrie Irving when he came out, would you have drafted him number one?
You just lose respect for people. And the combine is really just a made-for-TV show now. I think it's The purpose of it is gone because most people don't – the really good people wait until their pro day. So why don't we just wait till the pro day? You know, Brad Holmes talked about
– yes.
You know what? When it was 2020 and we just had to look at game footage, I love that. Maybe we just need to go back to this because – the questions being asked now, Stoney, are almost up to the point of the Super Bowl questions where you have people asking the ridiculous stuff. Roma Dunze, you know what? If you ask me a ridiculous question, I guess that's the best that I could do is answer that. Yeah, we're all going to die. I'm not Liam Neeson. I can't just fly a plane. No, I don't have a particular set of skills.
Me neither, but wouldn't you at least try?
No.
Well, he could try all he wants, but the plane is going down.
I'm not. What are you going to – have you ever been in a cockpit?
Yeah.
Which button do you
hit? I don't know, but I try
because the next thing you know, you just dumped all the fuel, Stoney. Okay. We're about to fall out in the air.
Well, we're going to die anyway, so you might as well die trying, right? You might as well. You put on the headset, and you push some buttons, and hopefully when you yell, Mayday, Mayday, how do I fly this
freaking thing?
Somebody answers.
No, this is what you do. You pick up the phone, and you just start
calling. Call Abraham and Stone, and they'll help you.
No, you call everybody that you had a problem with, and you just tell them how you really feel, because you're about to die anyway.
Yeah, that's...
You know what? I never liked you. I never liked your cooking. I never liked your sister. I don't like anything about you. Just wanted to let you know I'm about to die, and goodbye.
Or just tell them you love them. That is In Football Today.
Apparently, the birds aren't real thing is an internet meme or something. So he wasn't being real, but he was mentioning a meme that birds aren't real.
Oh, no, no. There's people out there that truly believe that birds are not real. I've had conversations with people like this before. It was probably the biggest waste of 5 minutes of my life until I realized you're an idiot and I'm not having
Was this person over the age of five?
Yeah. Well, it's not real. Birds are... No. Birds are like satellites for the government and they spy on people and... That's why they, it's like you've never
seen. Well, there might have put, there might be birds that have tracking devices on them that are actually doing that.
But the argument is, you've never seen a pregnant bird. I'm like, they lay eggs all the time. What are you talking about? What are we doing here?
It's so crazy. I'm laughing at the thought of Mike going down on a plane. Because he didn't try, or nobody tried. Either one of you guys have to try.
Yes.
Maybe you'll save the life.
Exactly.
No.
Bruh.
No.
I know.
Chances, like, it's a 99% chance the freaking plane's going to still crash. But, like I say, you die trying.
At this point, I'm just going, hey, where's the autopilot button? I'm going to hit that button, and maybe somebody pops up like in the movie Airplane.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
According to this ticket texter, he says, I'm an air traffic controller. You idiots, we would talk you down and tell you exactly what to push. It wouldn't be random
buttons. Okay, first of all, we're not idiots. We're the pilots at.
Right.
Why are we idiots? Because I don't want to sit here and waste everybody's life because I got to sit here and decide.
Well, the pilot had a heart attack, didn't he? Wasn't that the...
That was the question.
You should have probably had at least a co-pilot and a third one, maybe. Flight attendants can't do this. They don't get trained for it. I got to come up and save everybody's life. This is like, oh, well, you know, if there's a bomb, can you defuse the bomb? No.
No, I can't.
I don't know which wire to cut.
I'll try to get a hold of a scientist to teach me, but no.
Yeah, I'll be a little panicked, too panicked to listen to an air traffic controller. I'm sorry.
From what I gather, most planes can pretty much land themselves, so right. I guess they could talk you through there.
Yeah.
But, you know, you'd probably.
Oh, not Rico. He wouldn't even want to try.
Fine.
He wouldn't even want to try.
I just pick up the phone. Who this? What? Hit what? Okay.
And here comes the old hunchback Stoney to sit in the seat and talk to the guy and land it.
How much do I get paid when I land this thing? Negotiating.
For saving 300 people?
I'm negotiating. I'm negotiating.
Come on.
Oh.
I got a captive audience. How much do I get? I'm never flying. Paying for a flight ever again for life. Just want to let you know, first class, if I land this plane. We good? All right.
Yes.
Tell me how to do this thing. Talking about NFL stuff, David, this is something that I think was long overdue. But it appears that the NFL has been experimenting behind our backs. They didn't really tell us, but the chain, you know, the first down chains, the chain gang, maybe going the way of the dinosaur.
They listen to me. They listen to me. I preached this for a couple of years, not a lot, but, and everybody, guys who I used to work with, John, he works the NFL, anybody, God, you're crazy. No, you don't need the chain gang.
Antiquated thing ever. Because here's the thing. Here's where the chain gang screws up. How many times have you seen your team? You're watching the Lions play. The ref picks up the ball and starts running in the wrong direction. And you're like, whoa, whoa, whoa. You're not running in a straight line anymore. So, yeah, this is going to be more of an optical tracking system. Because I don't know if you watched the Super Bowl, but they had the little pylons right there with the camera in there. Apparently, that was part of the tracking device. They could hit a laser down the line, and I guess they'll put the officials with the smart watches so they can kind of know exactly what's going on, where the ball should be.
Welcome to the 21st freaking century, NFL. I mean, yes.
I'm with you. I don't know what are we waiting for, because the chain thing and I guess the drama of, okay, here's what's going to happen. Did you get the first down? I'd rather you just get it right. We have the technology.
Yes.
I've been a big fan. Why? If the average person can see it at home, why can't they see it on the field?
It's crazy. And as you know, and you've done for years in your past life, going to how many high school football games do you go to where, now granted, I don't think they could, it's probably too expensive to do it at that level, but where the chain gang's not even close, but there's no recourse because they're too old. They're just too, you know, whatever, to walk around and do it the right way.
So apparently the NFL, they tried it out during the Super Bowl, and it's not something that would take place next season, but, well, you can't get everything. But it looks like it's going to be something that will be implemented down the line. Look, I've been a big... If you have the technology, if I could sit at home and watch it in 4K and see what happens, look at people, well, replay, it's going to take too long. Where are you going? Why? What were you doing after this game that you're in this big hurry that is slowing the game down? You know what slows the game down? All the commercials.
Yeah.
And you're not going to do anything. You're going to watch the game.
By the way, I'm glad you brought up the replay thing. Why in 2024 do they sit there and look at a monitor the size of a shoebox? Granted, with headphones, why, when they make monitors, you say 4K, whatever, you can have a 60-inch,
Stoney, let
HD
me help you out
or 4K TV on the sideline and say, you know, I see it a lot better.
Let me help you out with this.
Yeah.
Why not just use your Jumbotron?
Yeah.
I mean,
because then you have the crowd. I don't know if they want the crowd involved. I don't know.
No.
But yeah, it's a good.
The crowd is already involved because they're showing it on the Jumbotron anyway.
Yeah.
It's up there and the crowd is either booing or cheering.
Right.
So, hey, because the refs go out of their way.
Right.
No. Let me pull out my iPhone and watch this play.
Right.
You do know it's up on a 60-yard monitor right above you. No.
Right.
Got to look at my iPhone to see.
Yeah, but
just turn around. Yeah,
we agree. The point is there's no need to use small monitors for this.
No, there's not. College football. Major changes are headed to college football. And then on top of that, more major changes are headed to college football after the major changes.
Hmm.
We're going to get to that. And I have a simple question. I know a lot of people are angry and they don't like what's going on, including the guy who normally sits in on this show.
Mm-hmm.
My question will be, after I explain to you everything going on, why don't you like the change or the changes in college football? We will get to that next. 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better.
because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.